Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, that's Walk Don't Run 64. It's an old instrumental. Still a good one. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm kind of an old instrumental too, but still staying relevant in the age of the customer by doing whatever I can to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business, which is what we do here all the time. And one of the ways we do that is by reintroducing you to some really smart people, like our good friend Ruth King, who's with us right now. Ruth's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of The Courage to Be Profitable, Get and Stay Profitable in Less Than 30 Minutes a Month. That's a heck of a expectation there, Ruth. But one of the ways to do that is not do something stupid, right?
Absolutely.
That's what we're talking about, folks. Some of the dumb things that Ruth and I have seen other people do. What's another one, Ruth?
Another one is assuming that people have paid you in terms of, we talked about the receivable side of it, but we also have to talk about somebody coming to you and saying, okay, so-and-so gave us a check. And this is where the embezzlement thing comes a lot of times. You know, it's like you have to verify that what goes in the bank got in the bank, i.e. a weekly cash flow.
So your payables, you're talking about your payables?
Yeah.
Somebody comes and says, you owe me, and you said, no, we paid you.
Right.
And what has happened, that you think?
Oh, I know what's happened. Somebody got paid, but they didn't. So what they have done is somebody wrote a check to themselves rather than to that particular
company. Or it could have got intercepted by their person.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Haven't had that one happen, but you're right. It could.
No, that could happen. I've seen this happen. I've seen checks come in, and they would countersign them and somehow get them deposited. Maybe they had somebody that would cash it at a store or something and cut them in on it.
Yeah. That one I hadn't seen, but that's very easy for that to happen too.
Right.
Very, very easy for
what
that
else?
To happen. The next thing you want to do is to lock up your checks. You don't pay attention to your checks. You don't keep them locked up because somebody can very easily just walk in and steal one, and then you're out of luck.
Yeah. Well, of course, if they do that and they fraudulently write the check, it's on the bank's responsible for that, right?
No, because they have proven in court that if the lawyer asks, well, where do you keep your checks? And they say, we keep them.
So if you can't prove that you did. You use your best efforts to secure the checks, then you're on the hook.
You're on the hook.
I bet you there's some sweat popping out of some foreheads right now.
Yeah,
out there in the audience.
You're on the hook.
When we get off the air, I'm gonna go check my checks.
Just make sure, seriously, make sure that they are under lock and key.
Right.
And you're fine. You are absolutely fine if they're there. If they're not, you got a problem.
Right. Okay. And you shouldn't leave signed checks laying around either, right?
No, and signature stamps are a no-no.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, that's bad. That's bad.
Yeah. Signature stamps. I mean, I've seen people embezzle, the false sense of
that's
security.
That's just making it easy for them, isn't it?
Well, what it is, we need two signatures on a check. Well, if one of them's a stamp, I had a three-partner company, one of them, the partners who took care of the books, was embezzling about $50,000 a year. It was probably more, but I quit. And what happened was there were two signatures required, so they thought they were all cool. And he was just stamping it with the other signature, and he was writing checks to his American Express card and his bills. And I mean, it went on and on and on and on and on. I just got sick to my stomach, so I quit. I didn't want to know anymore.
Right.
I just knew it was there.
Yeah.
But the really stupid thing, if you want to talk about stupidity, is when we confronted him, they said we can't fire him because it would be too shameful for us. We're in a small community.
Holy, are you serious?
I'm totally
You're
serious.
Right.
I
Boy,
quit.
That's beyond stupid.
I quit. I said I can't work with you anymore.
I don't blame
you.
I don't blame you. All right, I got time for one more.
All right, the last stupid one is probably something that people don't necessarily think about, and that's to only allow owners to in to change the vendors in a in their QuickBooks or in their Peachtree, because if a bookkeeper can put a vendor in there, he or she can put ABC Inc. in there and ABC Corp.
And
they can look at it and go,
I bet a lot of people haven't thought about that. So you need to be one of the owners needs to be in charge of who gets put in the system to be paid.
Yes.
Ah, that's a really good one there. I bet a lot of people are tracking that one, so that's really good. Hey, Ruth, I need your website again one more time, please.
It's www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
That's the title of the book, folks. I encourage you to check it out. Hey, Ruth, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks for having me on.
Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, she's always welcome here on this show. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.